This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin. To my right is Denise Dirks. I am FIFF, filling in for Fred. Fred Penny on assignment this weekend, so he is away. And for this hour here, I have the hosting duties. Denise took the previous hour. And behind the glass is none other than none utter. Does he utter? That's utterly ridiculous.
What a moving experience.
Keep you abreast of everything here. Is Cal Hunter.
Yes.
Cal Hunter, the one who keeps us all moving and going.
Moo.
Love it.
Oh,
love
Cal,
it.
You're milking it.
Oh, brother. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he just wanted to toot his own horn. We have been having too much fun, more fun than people ought to be allowed to have. We got stuff to talk about this hour. We're going to, you know, I hate to say it, but we're going to talk about sex and how things have happened in Hollywood and in sports, and people are facing yet again more allegations of misconduct. We're also going to be talking about, for those of you that follow The Real Housewives, we'll be following that. And we got a couple of other things we'll talk about, but...
And an update on Smollett.
And an update on Smollett, Jussie Smollett. So it's kind of like Hollywood and sports this hour here is what we're going to talk about. But not before we get to our third installment of Case or No Case. Cal, take it away.
Hollywood, sports, and mining.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! I now take you to Tombstone, Arizona, where a miner by the name of James Kidd lived. He was a miner, but he was also a hermit. And he was a miner like, I believe it was St. Francis of Assisi who said that Christians live simple lives and think deep thoughts. Well, James Kidd was one of those people that lived a very simple hermit miner's life, but thought deep thoughts about the existence of the soul. So, Mr. Kidd, unlike most mining hermits, left a will, a little hand-scratched will there in his little log cabin or his mining cabin, with a fair amount of money for his time. $275,000. And his will simply said, I want this will to be used for research to determine if the human body has a soul. Now the will was found. It was taken to the courts. It was properly executed. But there was a problem. The people who were to benefit from this, the beneficiaries, were not specified. He simply said scientific research into whether the human body has a soul. So, more than 100 people came up and said, I know, I can tell you, I can prove this, I want to do the research. And of course, once they all got together, they all sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, case or no case? I believe that Mr. Kunin was first last time, so Ms. Dirks, what say you about the case of the miner, James Kidd? Now, by the way, that's M-I-N-E-R. He was of age when he died.
Okay. Oh, I thought he was a miner, like he was out there mining and trolling.
Right, M-I-N-E-R, not okay. M-I-N-O-R. Right, so he was of age and a guy who dug in the dirt. Right. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah.
So it was gosh, now you're taking me back. I mean, you think about the handwritten will.
Right.
You can have a holographic will. That is completely allowed. If it's in the handwriting, it's easy to authenticate. The question is, can you have a will that gives money to research only without specifying who the actual beneficiary is going to be?
Great question.
And this takes me back to my probate and estate planning class a lot of years ago, and I think you can. I am pretty sure that you can set up for a research, and then people can apply to show that they can be the person or persons that can provide the research for this task of finding out whether the human has a soul or not. It's soul, not spirit, right? It's soul.
Well, there are different definitions. To some faiths, the soul is the spirit and body combined, and to others, the soul is the essence that gives the body life, that animates the body. So we're going to presume, for the sake of this case, that he meant the whatever it is that gives, that animates the human frame.
Okay,
a spirit, so to speak.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Right.
And then you've got 100 people getting luring up, right? And they're going to sue the estate, his estate or his probate estate, to try to get money from the estate.
Right. And we're qualified. We're qualified researchers. We want a piece of this dough. We're in. We want it. Yeah.
And $275,000 is a lot of money.
In 1940, that was a ton of dough. I mean, you could buy a house for $10,000, even $5,000 back then in a big city. So, yeah, it was a lot of money at the time. Yeah.
So, you know, I had been on such a winning streak.
She lost in the first round and lost 2 points in the second round. So
is Fred in first place now?
Yeah, no, we're tied.
You're tied at 36. So this is a critical moment for.
So this is a critical moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that the facts are correct, but there's no lawsuit. So I'm going to say that the facts are true, but there's no case.
Okay. Fair enough. Mr. Kunin, what say you on the case of our minor in Arizona?
So, in essence, Denise is in essence saying it's no case.
No, I'm saying it's the facts, like you can say,
yes,
that
yes.
The facts are there, but there's no case.
So if she's correct on one point, she gets 1 point. If she's correct on the other, she does. So, in other words, if she says it's true fact, then that's 1 point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I get it. I get the way things are going. So the only way that I could gain ground then on Denise is if I said that the facts are correct and it is a case, or if I said no case. Maybe a very strategic thing, although...
Well, wait a second. I have to clarify something. You have to say it is a case and what's the outcome.
Yeah.
To get to. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so, all right, whatever. Okay. I just think that if they're going to prove that there's no soul, the easiest way to do that would be just to have a person stand there, go ahead and play some Motown music, and if the person just stands there with absolutely no idea what's going on, then that person has no soul, but then it would be not specific. Some people do have souls, some people don't. Okay, that's a bad analogy. By the way, did you guys know that there's a scientific thing out there that says that when a human dies, they lose 21 grams upon death, and they don't know why. They don't know why, but they do lose.
Oh, thank
21 grams of what?
Wait,
cocaine?
Wait.
If a person was sitting...
And when you pass, you actually lose 21 grams of weight on the average.
If you were on a scale and died, the scale would immediately become 21 grams lighter upon death. And, you know, that's an interesting stat. But I am going to say, strategically, no case. I'm just going to say it's not a case.
At all.
At all.
Oh, no.
Todd. Okay.
All right, you guys. You guys can tweet us at Radio Law Talk, hashtag us at Case or No Case, or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We want to hear from you.
So, again, Denise, you're saying case, but no court result. Todd is saying forget it. Basically.
Yes. I'm saying facts are good, but no case.
Right. Fair enough. Yep. Well, I'll give you the answer to case or no case and much more coming up right here. All you have to do is stay tuned, and that is to Radio Law Talk, which we are thankful that you're listening to on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit ConcussionMedicalClinic.com to schedule your appointment.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back. The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
And we are back. We are going to find out what Cal, you know, Cal,
yep.
You asked me a question at the beginning of the show about me crossing over from a prosecutor and becoming a defense attorney.
I did.
And there was a question about, you know, how do you deal with that? And, you know, you didn't mention it, you didn't say it, but oftentimes the implication is there a moral conundrum and all of that going on with it? And I'm going to throw this back at you. How do you live with yourself, Cal, knowing the falsehoods and innuendos that you spin in the yarns that you tell us for case or no case? How do you sleep at night, my friend?
Oh, it's easy.
I sleep like a baby. I wake up every 2 hours and poop my pants.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Either input or output. It's going to be one or the other. Okay, so again, the curious case of James Kidd. Mr. Kidd was a miner in Arizona. 1949, he dies, leaves a will, says he wants his $275,000 to be used to determine if there is a spirit inside the human body. And in other words, that would lead to, is there life after death? That was what he was looking for. And so the will was executed upon his death. Beneficiaries not specified. They all sat down and talked about their paranormal research or their spiritual research. Ultimately, they all decided, the people who wanted the money decided they needed to go to court. And Todd said, gee, Cal, I wish that were some case, but it's not, you knucklehead. Denise said, true set of facts, but no case, you knucklehead. So basically,
objection, neither one of us said knucklehead. We might have thought it, but we didn't say it.
Well, let's get to this then.
All right.
For those of you who said this was not a case.
Oh, brother.
That would be Todd Kunin. And Mr. Kunin, sad news. Now, for those of you who said there was no court case on this and that Cal just made that part up. Oh, Denise, I'm so sorry. More than 100 organizations and individuals petitioned the court in Arizona for the dough. They were all denied until the New York Institute for Psychical Research finally got the money, and at that time they failed to produce any evidence of the human soul until much later, when the thing that Todd brought up, which I thought maybe he'd be really into this, that Todd brought up that there is some evidence from some scientists that there is an actual weight of the human life force or spirit as evidenced at the time of death by the body losing weight. But that did not come out until much later. So his money was basically given to a bunch of scientists who said, all right, let's go to lunch. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case. Or no case. And Denise is angry at me. I can tell she's got that look now.
You know, the scientists say, well, we can prove that he was lighter upon death, lighter by about $245,000.
$275 beans.
No, I was just wondering if, since I knew the facts for right, do I get 1 point?
Yes, you got 1 point.
Yes.
I did?
You got one point.
Yeah.
You got one point.
Gosh. So now you're up to 37. You're ahead of Fred by 1 point. Mr. Kunin, however, ended up with a net loss of 2 points today.
This whole thing reminds me of a lawyer joke, but I don't know if I should say
when
it.
You can tell. Well, if
it's definitely one that I can tell. I just don't know about the.
If there's a taste issue, let's pass.
It's not a taste issue. Okay. It's not a taste issue. But you know what? We're going to go on to talk about Jussie Smollett.
And let's talk about some of the hazards that you have when you are an attorney, because you can have a lot of different hazards that you may not contemplate when you undertake representation of somebody that you believe.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And that's what's happening in this case here. So for those of you who have been living under a rock, Jussie Smollett, the actor for Empire, who is also in Alien Covenant, by the way, I just saw that recently. So he claimed that, oh, was it back in late January, February, he said that he had gone to go get some dinner at a Subway restaurant at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was attacked by two people who said, "This is MAGA country," as they put a noose over his head and made some derogatory remarks.
Two white guys, he said.
Yes, he said two white guys, and they made some derogatory remarks and roughed him up and threw a substance that turned out to be bleach on him, and, you know, it was reported as a hate crime, and he was on all the news programs as a result of this. And while the case was being investigated as such, the prosecution turned. And then he became the subject of the prosecution and was later indicted. 16 counts, basically saying it was a hoax perpetrated by him with the assistance of two brothers. And then the prosecution almost immediately dismissed the case, claiming that, well, he had done everything that he would have normally had to do had he pled and gone through the diversion process, so we'll just all call it good.
Do community service,
yes,
and lose $10,000.
But that's not, I mean, that's just the background of the case. The key here that we're talking about is the two people that assisted him. They are brothers, African-American brothers, that assisted him with this. The police allege he paid him about $3,500 to assist, and they have now filed a lawsuit against Smollett's attorney, Mark Garagos, and others in federal court alleging defamation. Because when Smollett, the lawyers always spoke and said that Smollett was not guilty and that he was legitimately attacked by two people. Among the statements that they made were that these folks may have been wearing white face, that they criminally attacked and criminally battered Mr. Smollett, and even went so far as to say that the two brothers were also involved in steroid trafficking. And now these guys have come back and said, that's defamatory. We might have helped him participate in a fake hate crime, but dang it, that has tarnished our character by saying.
So what if he paid us with a check? What's the big deal?
Yes, yes, yes. We participated in a hoax that was based upon an allegation of hate crime, but how dare you allege us of actually being haters?
Right, and so Garagos and Glandon is the other attorney. They have called the lawsuit ridiculous and a desperate attempt by these two brothers to stay relevant. When did we heard that.
I know, but in their representation of somebody, they are now facing liability, and we are at the bottom of the hour. We're at 30 minutes left after we go to these messages. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4-LAW and ask for Frederick, Stewart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4-LAW.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Retired U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will step down as president of the National Rifle Association, saying he was being forced out due to his allegations that NRA leaders engaged in financial improprieties. Speaking at the group's convention in Indianapolis, NRA First Vice President Richard Childress read a letter written by North.
I was confronted by NRA board members and donors who expressed concern about the amount of money the NRA was paying to the Brewer Law Firm. Many times, I and others tried to outside independent office of these matters. We were rebuffed repeatedly.
North said he believes a committee should be set up to review the NRA's finances. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders causing a stir within his own party after saying at a campaign rally that all prisoners behind bars should be allowed to vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
And we are back. We're at the home stretch here for Radio Law Talk. And I believe, Cal, if I understand the hand signals correctly, by the way, usually telling me I'm number one is the index finger, but I'm just going to put it out there.
So you understand the signals perfectly.
All right. Yes, we do have a caller on the line.
Yep, Tyler's on the phone from Texas. Tyler, go ahead. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I've got a question. I own some property that I bought about 10 years ago. It's about 3 acres, and I've got shops that I rent on this property. And when I bought the property, there was one building that's in the middle of my property that doesn't belong to me. It belongs to another gentleman. But he has to go through my gate to get to his shop. Half of the land I own that surrounds his shop, and the other half is surrounding his shop by another person. My question is, I've just let this guy go through the gate to his shop since I've owned it. But in the last year, I've run into some serious issues with the guy, with getting some stuff stolen, and he does not shut the gate and lock it, so all my stuff is just left wide open. I'm wondering, I don't know anything about easements or how that works.
All right, Tyler, we're going to can you take the question? Are you listening on the website, or how are you listening? Because we'll let you do the
answer. I'm just listening to you on the radio and on the phone. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay, we'll give you the answer on the air, if that's all right. And now, okay, Denise and Todd, what do you think?
Well, Tyler, first of all, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening in. Appreciate it. Love the folks that listen in from Texas. Had a couple of calls from there. And you are correct, Tyler, when you talk about, you said you didn't know much about easements, but this is described. It sounds like the individual with the building that's on the property is what we would call landlocked, okay, which means his property does not run up against any major thoroughfare, and the only way to get to his property would be to traverse land that is owned by somebody else. And it sounds like it's you on one side and somebody else on the other side. Now, I want to be clear here that what we say here is not, it shouldn't be substituted for legal advice. You know, you don't go in and you can't say, well, the folks on Late Radio Law Talk said this and this and this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right. we'll talk generally, and then you'd be well served to find an attorney in your local area that can talk to you about this. But my experience with this, just as a person who has owned property in the past, is oftentimes when you purchase a piece of property, there will be language in the property specifying if somebody else has an easement on that property to get to their property. So in your deed, there would be something that specified if somebody has an easement to get to their property because it's within yours, or maybe it's the other half would have that. So the first thing you would want to do is look at the title documents for your property, the property there, to see how it's spelled out in the law in terms of who has what right to get where. Denise?
Are you a landowner, or is the other party a landowner, or are you renting out to the
person? I asked the question. So here's how this is. The gentleman that's landlocked,
yes,
owns the building and the dirt underneath it, but there's no access except through the other two people's property. So he's his actual owner of the dirt.
All right. There's two kinds of easements. There's an easement by necessity, which this clearly is, and then there's an implied easement. So there's two different types of easements here, and for you, you probably need to talk to an attorney to decide what type of easement, because the Texas courts have dealt with both types of easements, and there is Supreme Court of Texas authority on both. Generally speaking, most of the things that I'm noticing about this is that the person that owns that property that's landlocked, they're the ones that usually have to sue in order to enforce that right. So Todd's correct. You look at the deed. You look at whether or not it is subject to an encumbrance like an easement, or you look even before the deeds to see what runs with the land. If there were previous easements, like when he purchased that property, did he retain an easement? If he purchased it before you bought it, et cetera. There's like so many facts that we can't really tell what the law actually is for you.
So the first thing is, it would be great if you could get the title documents for all of the pieces of property involved. That's going to be the first thing that you want to look at.
And those are public records.
Yes, so you want to get that. Obviously, you want to seek an attorney to make heads or tails about what you're looking at. The other issue that I thought that Tyler raised, if I understood correctly, was there may have been an issue with the person, I'll just call him, the person who's got the landlocked property.
Right.
In accessing the property, has left a gate open that may have resulted in theft or damage to somebody else's property. To his property. And, you know, if a person has an easement and they are leaving something open, you would want to talk to, again, your attorney and maybe even a personal injury attorney to find out if a duty has been breached on the part of the landlocked party and what the damages are. If he's got a duty to, you know, look, you can use the easement to get to your property, but you've got a duty to close the gate and do that. And if you don't, you might be responsible. Talk to an attorney. Those are issues. So my recommendation would be to talk to a land use attorney. and maybe talk to a personal injury attorney about whether or not there's been damages due to a breach of a duty.
And you can get a litigation title report to get all of the deeds that precede you as well. That's something that you can actually get from a title company so that you have that information.
I do know, as a matter of legal principle in California, having gone through this myself, it is not normal for a court to allow a person to have a landlocked piece of property. There's got to be some way for them to get in and out of their property. So there may be some cases where there's an exception, but at least as a general real estate law
issue. Yes, and I believe that to be by necessity.
But, I understand.
Yeah.
But Tyler, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you picking up the phone and calling in, allowing us to take a stab at your question. Keep listening. Look forward to hearing from you in the future. And Denise, with that, you know, we're going to go from real estate to sexual harassment. And there's a segue for you. What's going on with the executives over at Fox News?
Okay, the current CEO of Fox News is Suzanne Scott. And there's been a lawsuit brought by Lori Lunn. It's a $120 million lawsuit whereby she has accused Suzanne Scott of actually ignoring and different kinds of sexual allegations that have been raised and trying to, like, hide her head in the sand and not really admit to the things that she knows as the CEO. It arises out of sexual abuse, again, by Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes is a former head of Fox News, and he pretty much lost his job because all these different women came back with allegations about him. I think
Gretchen Carlson.
Gretchen Carlson. That's the one that started it, and it was confirmed by other newswomen. And Roger Ailes lost his job. In this allegations in the complaint, they also allege that there was a hostile work environment in that there was child porn usage by different employees, but at a different location. And of course, Scott is saying that she wasn't involved in that other location. She doesn't oversee that other location. And in fact, it happened 2009, and it happened outside of the workplace. And that person has pled guilty and already been prosecuted for that. So this is just kind of an interesting thing because there was a show that came out. It was a TV series that's coming out about Roger Ailes. And in that, it's alleged that the show portrays Loon of being a pimp for the now deceased former Fox News CEO.
Alleging that she helped arrange for his trysts.
Yes,
somehow.
She helped to arrange for this stuff. She was actively involved. She knowingly did all of that. And, of course, if that's not true, that's going to be absolute defamation of character. So, trying to think about what other things she's alleging. She's not just alleging all of it, but the interesting thing is it's actually as against the woman CEO and not against Ailes.
And that's it. We're coming up on our break here, but that's the interesting point here is that up until now we've seen a lot of these things where the perpetrator of the crime was the one held responsible, and now we see a lawsuit being filed against somebody that was not the perpetrator of the actual sexual assault itself, but because of what they knew or didn't know, but actually because of what's alleged they knew and didn't act on, they can face liability. And that's going to be something that they're going to have to argue over at Fox. We are coming up on our last segment. We'll get that after this break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not the United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
Cal, what is that music that gets played? Dun, dun, dun,
oh,
dun.
That's the 7 Day Fool by Julie Black.
Because there's just something about that drum beat. You know what it reminds me of? So this is going to take you way back. It reminds me of the Flintstones. Because back in the day when the Flintstones, whenever there was a, all right, Wilma's going to go shopping, they'd go, ba-dun-dun-a, and they had that drum beat was this, you know, so it just always reminded me of being upbeat. I associate that drum beat with being upbeat. So
it's very cheerful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Very, very, very cheerful.
You know what I associate it with? The beatnik era.
Yes.
You know, that beatnik kind of
bump,
era.
Bump. Another song where that was really popular, a pop song, believe it or not, that hit the top 40 was Lawrence Welk. And the song was called Calcutta. And it was just people snapping their fingers like that. Da, 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 and people...
And now another selection from the Lawrence Welk Show.
That was really kind of a cool, I mean, thing. But that,
I like that.
That just ingrained it in the brain as an upbeat, happy thing.
On lead accordion over here.
Copy
is,
and the sin.
Yes, here we go. And the one. And that reminds me of 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock broadcasting on television on Saturday afternoons was, you know, Lawrence Welk Show, followed up by Carol Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. You talk about sketch comedy and stuff on Saturday Night. They don't hold a candle to the Carol Burnett Show. If you can find that on YouTube or anything to watch, that is awesome.
I saw Carol Burnett last year.
Did you?
I did, and she was just as good as ever.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a real privilege when I was hosting the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon before they sold the CBS studios in Los Angeles, which they're now tearing down. We had our telethon meetings with Jerry Lewis, Maureen McGovern, all of the you know, the big stars that were on this telethon in the studio where they shot the Carol Burnett Show.
Wow.
It was really awesome. We just loved
just
to
so
see
much history there.
Oh, my word. If these walls could talk, and it's, by the way, much smaller than you would imagine. The stage is much smaller than you would imagine, and yet they worked some real magic there. It shows you what good writing can do, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, something that's not going on down in L.A. that is... But it's fun for anyone involved, whether the claim has merit or not. It just, it's a difficult situation. For those of you who are basketball fans, and, you know, this show originate in the Sacramento area, and then we broadcast nationwide, but our close to local team is the Sacramento Kings, and they recently hired a new coach, son of an NBA legend, Hall of Famer,
Bill Walton.
His son, Luke Walton, is now the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. And Luke Walton is young, has had a successful coaching tenure, was an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, and back, I believe it was 2016, maybe a little earlier, when their head coach Steve Kerr was out for an extended period of time with complications due to back surgery.
He set the record for wins.
He stepped in and coached that team to, he should have won Coach of the Year if he had been a head coach. He was just an assistant coach at the time.
And he was a player in the league before that.
I believe he had been drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers and played for the Lakers, and then got a coaching gig down in L.A. up until the end of this last season, where it was a mutual agreement. They parted ways. He was immediately signed as head coach for the Sacramento Kings. But controversy has followed him in the form of an allegation of sexual assault. It is not a criminal case, although the statute of limitations, I don't believe, is run for it to be a criminal case, but it is a civil suit that has been filed by an individual who was a correspondent for, I believe, a Comcast, or for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. And her name is Kelly Tennant, and what she is alleging is that while Walton was still an assistant coach for the Lakers, Tennant had written a book, I think it was about college sports and volleyball, and she's friends with Walton.
And she was a volleyball player,
I believe. And she wanted Walton to write the foreword to the book. And somehow they ended up in a hotel room in Santa Monica.
Stop me if you've heard this before.
I know. We were just commenting the number of meetings.
Who transacts business in a hotel room? Okay, really?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Apparently, allegedly, Luke Walton, although, you know, I have some questions about it.
And these are just allegations, but what she is alleging is that when they got back to the hotel room to discuss issues relating to the book and the writing the foreword, that Walton pinned her to the bed, forcibly kissed her neck and chest and other areas, did other things, and she repeatedly told him no, and then ultimately he stopped. It didn't go any further than that. It stopped, and then when he left, he just looked back and said, "Good to see you." And that was it. Now, this was when he was an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
So why is this coming out now?
And that is those are the optics, and that's what she is going to have to overcome. Look, just because, this is important, just because there is no statute of limitations or a long statute of limitations doesn't mean that the person making the complaint is absolved from having to explain why they took so long to make it. Why they, you know, if this is true, why a report wasn't made to law enforcement where they could have gathered evidence to prove this happened, that happened?
Why wait till he gets a head coaching gig?
Well, and what's more is it wasn't just waiting till he gets a head coaching gig, because she's down in Southern California. He gets the head coaching gig in Southern California for the Lakers for 3 years. Nothing is raised there. It's not until the head coaching gig in Los Angeles is done, and then he goes and signs with the Kings, which used to be a heated rival with L.A., and now the allegation comes out. The Lakers have said, at no time were we ever informed of this while he was a coach for us. Had we been informed, we would have investigated immediately. He has been with the Kings for 2-3 weeks now, and the Kings and the NBA are investigating it.
Now, is not her lawyer Gloria Allred?
I don't know.
I somehow have that in my mind that that's the case.
If it wasn't,
could be wrong.
If it wasn't, you know, it's probably only a matter of time. She seems to get involved in everything down there.
No, she's not. The Warriors, the Kings, the Lakers are all doing their own internal investigations.
The league is doing one.
Right. They've hired really high-powered attorneys to help in the investigations. And she has filed a lawsuit now. And, of course, Walton is saying, this is just allegations against me. And I'm going to fight. I'm not going to pay one red penny for this. And he's taken the stance that, you know, I'm innocent here, and I don't deserve to be treated like this.
And his lawyer said she was an opportunist. What did he call it?
She's being opportunistic in bringing it now when he signs it. You know, look.
And that she's not truthful.
If the allegation was that he did it while he was the head coach of the Lakers, I would understand a delay being like, look, if I make a claim against the head coach of the Lakers in L.A., I become a pariah in L.A. It's difficult for me to make this claim down here.
And I still have to work.
You know, yeah. The problem is that she is claiming this happened while he was the head coach of the Warriors, or while he was an assistant coach for the Warriors. And, you know, I don't think that she would have been a pariah to make a claim against a rival with the Warriors.
Probably would have gone well.
Exactly. But we are at the opening stages of this issue, and we're going to have to follow this, and we'll let you know what we do. Denise has another follow-up here on the Real Housewives, an issue there that has developed. And we've got about 2 minutes left, so let's get us in.
Because we need quick takes as well.
Well, this one I'm going to basically sum it up as Joe Giudice, who is Teresa Giudice's husband. She is on the New Jersey Housewives program. He served 41 months for bankruptcy fraud and mail fraud in prison. And after he got out of prison, he was immediately detained by ICE because he is now scheduled for deportation. He was 1 year old when he came to this country, and he never got citizenship here.
Wow.
And then he was convicted of this really huge crimes, did his time, now he's with ICE. He was been detained. It is going to be deported, and he sought a stay of the deportation. So it looks like they're going to grant that.
Everything would have been fine until the crime, right?
Yep.
Wow.
All right, quick takes.
All right, here we go.
All right, here's my quick take. In ancient Egypt, cats were revered as gods. But in modern-day United States, they don't even have constitutional rights under the First Amendment. How the mighty have fallen.
Denise.
If you are a legal resident of the United States and you want to do a crime, become a citizen. You can avoid deportation.
Duly noted.
Yes. Cal, I'm going to turn it over to you to take us out. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on Radio Law Talk.
We appreciate your being with us, of course, Todd. Denise, thank you. Fred, we miss you. We'll talk to you next week right here on Radio Law Talk. And don't forget to tune in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.